Over the course of an average week, we are bound to run into individuals who ignore existing laws and bylaws. When this happens, we tend to think, this is not who we are. In our most recent two-country survey, just over than 3 in 4 Americans, 76%, say most of the residents of their city are law-abiding. In Canada, a slightly lower proportion, 73%, believe this is the case. Our faith in the inhabitants of our communities is not geographically uniform. In Quebec, only 65% of residents say most people in their municipality are law-abiding. The proportions rise in Alberta, 67%, Ontario, 75%, Atlantic Canada, also 75%, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 76%, and British Columbia, 83%. The United States also sees some regional shifts, with the highest level of confidence in the proper conduct of neighbors being observed in the West, 79%, and dropping slightly in the Midwest, 75%, the South, 73%, and the Northeast, 71%. Our trust in the overall community does not provide immunity against those who will insist on breaking the law. When we tested specific law and bylaw violations that might enrage people, the level of animosity is significantly superior among Canadians. More than 7 in 10 Canadians say witnessing the following 6 actions makes them very or moderately upset. Not picking up dog waste, 84%. Using a handheld cell phone when driving, 81%. Littering, 79%. Throwing cigarette butts on the ground, 78%. Parking in a handicapped spot without a decal, 74%. And speeding on a municipal road or street, 71%. 3 of these 6 actions entail leaving something behind that was not supposed to be there. The other 3 are related to civility for drivers. More than 7 in 10 Americans are upset by 4 of the same actions. Littering, 79%. Not picking up dog waste, 77%. Parking in a handicapped spot without a decal, 73%. And using a handheld cell phone when driving, 71%. Americans are less likely to lose their minds over a driver speeding on a municipal road or street, 66%, 5 points lower than Canada, or a person throwing cigarette butts on the ground, 65%, 13 points lower than Canada. On the items remaining on the list of law and bylaw violations, the differences between Canadians and Americans are also significant. Majorities of Canadians become upset when they see people not wearing a seatbelt when driving a car or riding in a car, 69%, or when they see an individual smoking in a patio or near doorways, open windows, or air intakes, 65%. Fewer Americans are as angry, 57% for the seatbelt violation and 48% for the secondhand smoke exposure. Witnessing other unlawful practices will probably not land us in an anger management class. Fewer than 2 in 5 Canadians and Americans become upset at people riding bicycles without a helmet, 39% and 29%, respectively. People riding bicycles on the sidewalk, 37% and 27% respectively, watering the lawn outside permitted hours, 37% and 25%, respectively, or jaywalking, 31% and 27%, respectively. About a third of Canadians, 33%, and Americans, 34%, are upset when people download or stream copyrighted material for free. The youngest adults in each country are even less likely to find this issue troubling, 24% for Americans aged 18 to 34, and 20% for their Canadian counterparts. The survey shows that, in both Canada and the United States, residents aged 55 and over are more likely to express dismay at every behavior tested than their younger counterparts. It will be interesting to find out if today's young and middle-aged laissez-faire Canadians and libertarian-leaning Americans become more repulsed by specific practices as they age. One thing is certain. As collective societies, we are clearly not as upset by a jaywalker as we are by a litterer, even if both actions are unlawful. Mario Canseco is president of research company Results are based on an online study conducted from January 22 to January 24, 2025, among 1,000 adults in Canada and 1,001 adults in the United States. The data has been statistically weighted according to census figures for age, gender, and region in each country. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20, in each country.